Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 12, Verse Number 20. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association. Eternally grateful to you for giving your valuable time to us. Please enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam today. Before I hand over call to you, I would like to hand over the call to respected Aditi Mataji so that she can introduce you in a brief way.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna, His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. This is a brief introduction for Prabhuji. I'm very fortunate to introduce him this morning. His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji came in contact with ISKCON in the year 2005. He has done his MBA HR from Symbiosis Institute of Business Management, Pune, one of the top business schools in India, in 2008. Subsequently, he served as human resources manager in Wipro Technologies. Since the time Prabhuji came in touch with the spiritual wisdom of Bhagavad Gita, His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji has been using his skills to inspire and teach people on how to live a happy life. Prabhuji decided to dedicate his life for serving humanity by sharing teachings of Bhagavad Gita under the aegis of ISKCON, International Society of Krishna Consciousness. And thus, in 2011, he became a full-time monk and a spiritual coach. His discourses of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita in English, Hindi, and Sindhi are enlightened people across India and many parts of the world, including USA, China, Dubai, etc. He conducts various motivational seminars in prestigious universities like IITS and NITS. Apart from the preaching activities, His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji is rendering many essential services like leading ISKCON India, deaf preaching, secretary ISKCON India, youth council. Also, he has been serving in ISKCON Juhu as chairman, Brahmachari council, HR director, temple council committees member, and other leadership roles at ISKCON. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Very thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, eternally grateful to you for your service today. I hand over call to you on behalf of all of us. Please go ahead with the session. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam to you once again.
Hare Krishna. So I'm in the train right now. I'll just connect with my microphone, but what's happening that you can hear me, but I'll not be able to hear you. So anyone wants to speak, then I'll disconnect you. Let me know.
We can very clearly hear you, Prabhuji.
I mean, no, someone can maybe write in the chat box.
We can hear you, Prabhuji. Very clearly we can hear you. Please go ahead with the session.
Prabhuji can't hear us, Mataji. We have to write to him saying that can we start the class?
Hare Krishna. Okay. So we are reading from Hare Krishna. We are reading from Canto 6, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 12, Ritrasura's Glorious Death, text number 20. भवान अतार्षिन मायां वै वैष्णविं जनमोहिनीं यद्विहाय सुरं भावं महापुरुषतां गतः Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, you have surmounted the illusory energy of the Lord, Vishnu, and because of this liberation, you have given up the demoniac mentality and have attained the position of an exalted devotee. Purport. Lord Vishnu is the Mahapurusha. Therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava attains the position of Mahapurusha. This position was attained by Maharaj Parikshit. It is said in the Padma Purana that the distinction between a demigod and the demon is that a demigod is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, whereas a demon is just opposite. Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Deva Asuras Tad Viparaya. Vritrasura was considered a demon, but actually he was more than qualified as a devotee or Mahapaurushya. If one somehow becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord, whatever his position, he can be brought to the position of a perfect person. This is possible if an unalloyed devotee tries to serve the Lord by delivering him in this way. Therefore, Shukdeva Goswami says in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18, Kirat Hurandara Pulindapulkasha Abhirasumba Yavha Shayadaha Ye Anye Chapapa Yad Apashraya Shraya Sudhyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Namah. Kiratas Hunas Andras Pulindas Pulakashas Abhiras Shumbas Yavanas and the members of Khasa races and even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. For He is the Supreme Power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him. Anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord and molds his character according to the pure devotee's direction. Then even if one is a Kirata, Andhra, Pulinda or whatever, he can be purified and elevated to the position of Mahapurusha. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagaraguna Samvitam Tam Sajeev Sadvaitam Savadhutam Barijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamascha Namaham Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prishchaya Bhutale Srimade Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashvati Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradeshe Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Beva Chapatita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, I hope you are able to hear me. And visuals and background, please forgive me. I am in the train traveling to the most holy dham of Sri Vrindavan. And this verse, there are some verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. All the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam are important. All the verses. Sometimes we have seen this tendency we underline some section of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or some lines of the purports of Srila Prabhupada. It's not that one devotee was marking. And Prabhupada wanted Bhagavad Gita, and Prabhupada asked, so his Bhagavad Gita was marked some red, some blue, some pink or whatever different colors. So then Prabhupada asked, why these sections are underlined? So that devotee said, Prabhupada, this is more important. So then Prabhupada said, if this is more important, Do you mean to say the others are not important? Then why have I written them if they are not important? So this is the sometimes. So why it appears sometimes that important? I'm not saying that when you are feeling that this is more important than that, that's wrong. No. It's Krishna has given, it's like a supermarket. You know, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam is like a supermarket for everyone. But Krishna, because Krishna has to, you know, cater the needs of everyone. If I think this part is more important because that is what my consciousness is. What I need, it appeals to me and I think that is more important. So it's not wrong thinking in a way that this is more important because that is what my situation is and that's very individual. So no need to, you know, have a discussion or argument that this is more important or that is more important. Only when Acharya says or Krishna says, then like Prabhupada sometimes says, this is most important word. He's an Acharya. Prabhupada says, Prabhupada's talking not from, you know, some conditioning or some conditioned consciousness. He's talking from a very absolute point of view. So these kind of verses, why? Because, you know, they give a lot of inspiration, a lot of hope. Any text from Srimad Bhagavatam or from Bhagavad Gita gives us a hope to practice bhakti very nicely. Perfect. So some of the verses they give, you know, as I said, it depends on the condition. But some verses are a universal appeal it has. Like this one verse, Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam Udhav is telling to Vidura that look how my Lord is so merciful. Kamba Dayalu Sharanam Rajema. Is there anyone, any other personality in the creation who is more merciful? This Putana has come and she has applied poison. She has come to kill Krishna. She is feeding Krishna poison. And I was hearing lecture of Prabhupada 2 days ago and Prabhupada is talking. Look at Prabhupada's consciousness. So amazing. Prabhupada says, Krishna thought, Putana has come with some poison, it's all right. Not a big deal. Doesn't matter. Because in this material world, everyone wants to kill you. So if Putana has come, what is the big deal? Another thing, her nature is also Rakshasina. So it's okay. She is acting as per nature. But what she has come to offer me is milk. In that I am interested. Krishna took that interest. When Kaliya, see, these are all hope-giving contexts. So when Kaliya was thrashed by Krishna, and he vomited poison, then blood, then his life here is about to come and he's about to die. All these wives of Kaliya, they come. And in front of the wives, they kept their kids. Kids, you know, they invoke more compassion in anyone's heart. So kids were there. And then the wives of Kaliya, they start praying. So in one of the prayers, they say, my dear Lord, it is the nature of a serpent to be envious. And what is enviousness? Am I envious? Yes. How do I know? Because I may disturb some people without any cause. You know, when we are merciful to someone, that's called causeless mercy. If we are trying to disturb someone without any cause, that's called envy. Causeless envy. So, Kaliya is a serpent and serpents are supposed to be envious. So, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he writes, not Vishwanatha Chakravarti, some other acharya, I'm not able to collect. He writes, he says, see, Krishna is stunned. Why? Because Kaliya's wise, they are saying, my dear Lord, it is not the mistake of Kaliya. What is his mistake? You have awarded him, awarded this soul, the body of a serpent. And you have also made a system where any soul in the body of serpent will act very envious. He'll be envious. So if Kaliya is acting enviously, then what is the problem? That is your creation. So Krishna is thinking, these wives of Kaliya are so intelligent. They are putting all the blame on me. And Krishna says, okay. I understood. I will forgive Kaliya. So these are the things where we see how these demoniac, the soul which is covered by contaminated consciousness. So if they are covered by contaminated consciousness, so then 64. So if they are contaminated with the conditioning which is very negative, then this is the hope. So these things are these sections. So here Indra is telling in the previous verse, in the 19th verse, Indra says, because Indra heard Vritrasura is not a demon. When Indra heard the prayers of Vritrasura, in the previous chapter also, you heard prayers, wonderful prayers. So amazing these prayers are. So amazing these prayers are. And then Vritrasura is actually instructing. He went in samadhi when he was praying. Now Vritrasura is instructing Indra that you kill me. Why? And you will be successful. Because Indra was defeated. You will be successful. Don't worry. Because you have been ordained by Lord Vishnu, by Lord Narayan. And the thunderbolt, which is made up of bones of Dadichi, is actually, infested with the energy of Lord Vishnu. Because it is his order. So I will be killed. Indra, you don't worry. You will rule the world. And I will be killed. But I must tell you one thing. You will live and rule the heaven. But you will still be in material world. I'll be killed and I'll go back to Godhead. Amazing. See, that should be the spirit of a devotee. It doesn't matter whether the body is demoniac or not. Apparently, because Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed by, and you will read it later, was cursed by Mother Parvati, he accepted the curse very humbly. And then he was given this body of a demon. But the soul is not of a demon. Soul is of a pure devotee. So sometimes we or some other devotees around us may behave in a certain way. That's just very temporary conditioning. It's not the devotee himself who is acting in a way. It's a conditioning. That's what Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita 3.5. Forcefully, the soul is forced to act as per the three modes of material nature. So someone you see around you acting negatively towards you, we are also conditioned. That's the problem. If two conditioned souls come together, they will have problem. If one is conditioned but another is a pure devotee, they'll absolutely have no problem. Because when a conditioned soul acts negatively, the other conditioned soul will also act negatively because of the condition. But if other is a pure soul, like Prabhupada, know, some people acted against him. Prabhupada did not react in a way. Prabhupada understood his soul. It's a conditioning. So here, Vritrasura is not thinking that Indra is my enemy. He's acting in his modes. And he's ordained by Lord Vishnu. Even though I have a demoniac body, which is filled with ignorance, but because I'm not a demon, the body is demoniac. I'm not a demon. Like Kalia. Kalia still has a body of a serpent, which is the body is envious, but because the soul has got purification. So Kalia is a pure devotee. So similarly, Vritrasura is a pure devotee. So when we see people around us, devotees practicing sadhaka, I'm also practicing sadhaka, and others who are staying with me or interacting with me, they are also practicing sadhaka. We are all actually connected. You know, we are all not connected, rather we are all controlled by three modes of material nature. Prakriti guna. So it's very difficult. But we have to practice, we have to learn to practice that if anyone is behaving in a way which is not conducive to me, or which is not supporting me, going against me, we have to think from the point of Bhagavad Gita. What is the point of Bhagavad Gita? Or Arjuna, everyone is acting as per three modes of material nature. And see this world functioning under three modes of material nature. Souls are different. So here Indra is saying, oh great demon, I see by your, in the previous, yesterday's text you heard this. Indra said, oh great demon, I see by your discrimination and endurance in your devotional service. I see by your discrimination and endurance in devotional service, despite your dangerous position, that you are a perfect devotee of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the super soul and friend of everyone. Why? Because your discrimination and endurance in devotional service, despite your devotional dangerous position. So three things Indra said yesterday. Dangerous position. Your endurance, and that makes a that makes you a perfect devotee. Three things. And fourth is he's a demon. So he's in a demon's body rather. Sorry, not a demon, a demon's body. So demon's body, death is staring at your face. Huh? Imagine if death is staring at your face. You're flying in the flight. In the plane, and this turbulence, heavy turbulence, what happens? You know, it's very difficult for us, for conditioned soul, to focus on Lord that time. It's very difficult. If you are in a situation where death is staring at you, and if someone tells you that, don't worry, meditate on the Lord's lotus feet, you know. Meditate on the navel of the Lord, which has deep depression. And because everything from the creations come from there, and it will eventually go there. So you will go there, don't worry. Meditate on the eyes of Lord, lotus eyes, lotus hands, lotus face, and smile, enchanting smile. Can we do that? No. When death stares, very difficult. That is why whole life is a preparation for the final exam called death. So Indra is saying, oh demon, that means you are a demonic body. You are in a dangerous position of death. But still I see that you are so, you know, your discrimination, your endurance in bhakti is so strong. You're focused on Krishna. You're not worried about what is happening with the body. That is a discrimination you are able to make between body and the soul. And you are enduring that I am focusing my soul on Krishna. And these three things prove that you are a pure devotee. These three things you prove you are a pure devotee. Now let us do analysis. Every one of us need to do homework. That's why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says every Ekadashi devotee should. So the turbulence in the train, so don't worry. Keeps happening in the life. Our entire life in material world is filled with variety of turbulence. We have an amazing thing is the conditioned soul is fearful of the turbulences, yet he is not trying to go out. That is what is most amusing. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we should analyze on every Ekadashi. Every Ekadashi between us. How to analyze? It's a very simple way to analyze. Nectar of instruction, Srila Goswami. Four verses. First, second, third, fourth. In the first and second verses, he gives us 6 + 6, 12 items, what we are not supposed to do. And in the third and the fourth verse, he's telling 6 + 6, 12 items, what we are supposed to do. Make a sheet of 12 items. What we are not supposed to do. Make a sheet of 12 items which you are supposed to do. 24 items. See in the last 15 days how much you could avoid those 12 items and how much you could follow those 12 items. That's your growth. A simple, simple mathematics. All your chanting, your reading, your hearing, your services will reflect in that. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara upastha vegam. That will reflect. If your chanting in 15 days is good, then it will reflect that you are able to control your anger. You are able to control your mind. Vacho vegam, you are able to control the urge of unnecessary prajalpa. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara. You are able to control your tongue, your belly, and your genitals. Just that will. This is a reflection of what my consciousness is. Atyahara, the next one. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha lalyamcha shadbir bhakti vinashyati. These six items, another six items which we are supposed to avoid. Kick them away. How much we are able to avoid, that is our. You can actually give yourself percentage. Prajalpo, okay. How much prajalpa I have done today? How much prajalpa I have done yesterday? You know, you can actually give yourself percentage. And then another third and fourth text where we are what we are supposed to do. So that you can analyze. And here what Indra is doing in yesterday's shloka is analyze. Today what is he saying? And because you are a pure devotee. So first what he said, you have a demon's body. Then you are in a dangerous position of a death, where death is staring at you. Third is, you are still very fixed up in bhakti of the Supreme Lord. And that is why the result is you are a pure devotee. Okay, four done. Now today's verse, because you are a pure devotee, you have surmounted the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu. See how systematic Srimad Bhagavatam spoken or Bhagavad Gita spoken, word by word you go. That's how we study Bhagavatam. That's how Prabhupada said. Prabhupada did not say that in all these contemples, every day morning, my lecture should be played. Prabhupada did not say that. Prabhupada said devotees, and Prabhupada used to sit in the class of devotees. The Prabhupada said, all of you give class. Why interacted? Why we are giving class? So that we can take one verse and go deeper. And we are just very on a superficial level. We are doing something. So this is how we should study Bhagavatam. When you are reading Bhagavatam, that is how we are supposed to do. Not that, okay, I have read. I have completed Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam finished, Bhagavad Gita finished, Nectar of Devotion finished, Chaitan Charitamrita finished, chanting finished. Who is remaining? Then everything is finished. I am remaining. So, Bhagavatam is Ananta. Nobody can finish Bhagavatam. Nobody can complete Bhagavatam. Even Krishna cannot complete Bhagavatam. What to talk about conditions all like us? Prabhupada said, I have given you sufficient books. Whole life, you will not be able to read my books. I have given you so many books, whole life will be short. So that is how we should analyze. We should not rush through Bhagavad Gita or NOD or NY. Go deeper. What is, see how systematically in yesterday's verse we know Krishna, Indra is talking. We don't have knowing today's verse. He's saying now because you are a devotee, you have surmounted the illusory energy of the Lord. You become pure devotee, you will easily cross over. Devi esha gunamai mama maya mesha maya metam tarantite mame vaya prapadyante maya metam tarantite. When you surrender to me, maya metam tarantite, you will cross over this. I'm telling to see how people always is sentimental. You are such an ignorant fool to say that. It's so systematic. Krishna is saying, Bhagavad Gita, Indra is saying, because you have become a pure devotee, because pure devotee means you have completely surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord. And that is why you have crossed over the insurmountable illusory energy. Maya metam tarantite. And because of this liberation, so you have, Indra is telling to Vritrasura, crossed over this nescience. So, you are liberated now. Now, because of that liberation, you have given up the demoniac mentality and have attained the position of an exalted devotee. Now, this is what we'll discuss. Because of all the bhakti we are practicing, what will happen? We will be able to give up and attain the position of an exalted Vaishnava. Are you saying, no, I think you are definitely, I have a lot of position. Soul means demon, we have. We cannot, say no. We have. We can check every day, every moment. You know what is devotee? You will immediately give your house to serve ISKCON. Complete property. That is pure devotee. You will give your complete bodily energy, all the senses, only in service of Krishna. Are we doing that? No. Prabhupada said, ones who gave all the energy of the senses, all the senses, engaged in Krishna service, he's a pure devotee. So recently, one video was getting circulated. Someone asked, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, we have heard that Maharaj, the body of a spiritual master is spiritual, it's transcendental. But we see that spiritual masters also get ill. They also go ups and downs, bodily things. How do we understand? So Maharaj replied that anyone who comes to material world has to have material body, except Krishna. That is awarded here. And one who is not a guru attained that siddha. Not siddha there, siddha means perfection. So, the difference is he always engages. All the time, 24 hours, he engages all the senses only in service of Krishna. That is the devotee. If I am doing anything for myself, selfishness comes from the demonic mentality. So, what we have to do, that Prabhupada will tell us in the purport. Prabhupada's purport are in itself so complete that we don't need any discussion. We are discussing just for my purification, you have given me opportunity. Otherwise, just Prabhupada's purport and discuss on that. So, Indra is calculation how you become pure devotee. You know, 1, 2, 3, then you result is pure devotee. Then you become pure devotee, so you've crossed the ocean. And now you have given up your demoniac mentality and you have attained the position of an exalted devotee. So then Prabhupada says, the word used is Mahapurushya. Mahapurushatam gataha. Now you are going to Mahapurushya. Lord Vishnu. Mahavishnu. So he's Mahapurush Lord. And devotees are Mahapurushya. Like Bhagavan and devotees are Bhagyavan. So then Prabhupada is telling how demoniac mentality can be subdued or can be completely purified, and then what we can attain is pure love of God. Then he gives example of Kirata Andhra, Kirata Hu Andhra, Pulinda Pushkar, so many, you know, all these categories, how they get actually purified. So whoever we may be, whoever we may be, whatever my conditionings are, chanting of holy name will purify. There is no, there should not be any question on that. There should not be even an iota of doubt. But right now we have doubts. So 2 days back I was taking this class for youths. A little heavy class. I was telling them that after practice, we are practicing chanting of 16 rounds from 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. There were some devotees sitting 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. We are chanting 16 rounds from 9 years. And scripture says one holy name is sufficient to go back to Godhead. And we are doing like 9 years into 365, into 16, into 108. Amazing calculation. But then what is happening? We are not getting purified. Why is that? That's the question we need to ask. Why we are not getting purified? Because we are not taking bhakti seriously. I'm traveling in the train. Perfect example. This train has departed from Mumbai. It's going to Delhi. I'll get down at Mathura. There's a track. And the train has to run on the track. Goes a little off the track, it will be off. And Prabhupada says, amazing thing, Purport. What Prabhupada says in the Purport in last line? Anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of a pure devotee and molds his character according to pure devotee's direction. Anyone, Prabhupada says, anyone means anyone. But the condition, you and me, we all have to mold our life according to pure devotee's direction. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarsakur was giving initiation and he told his disciple, I'm giving you this. Initiation is a contract between a disciple and a spiritual master. And spiritual master says to disciples, if you follow this, what I'm saying, then I will take you back to God. If you don't follow, the contract is cancelled. It's null and void. I'm not taking you back to God. Don't think we have initiated, so now Guru's responsibility. No, I have to take seriously my bhakti. If I am not serious about my bhakti, even Krishna will not do anything. Trust me. Even Krishna, that's what the independence we have got. Krishna has given us little independence. Krishna is telling in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, text 26, Krishna is saying, don't push people, don't force people. Someone who's not coming, leave it. Prabhupada said, no. Krishna is leaving, but devotees still force. So we should push each other. Oh, Prabhu, you're pushing me to the limit. No, there's no limit. Practice, become serious. If we are serious in bhakti and follow the guideline given by pure devotee, then only we'll go back to God. Otherwise not. Otherwise, we have been in this material world from time immemorial, and we'll still continue to live unlimited lifetimes here if we will not follow the guidelines. So that's what Prabhupada said. So the train has to run on the track, then only it will reach the destination. If not, sorry, you're not reaching. If a train takes a right turn, now after Mumbai, some station comes, train take the right turn, it will go to different direction. It will not go to Vrindavan. Obviously, if you take a right from here, you will go to Mayapur. That is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wherever you go, you say straight you go to Vrindavan, take a right, you go to Mayapur, take further down right, you go to Jagannath Puri. If you don't go anywhere, Prabhupada has come to Bombay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Bombay, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur has come to Bombay, and Prabhupada has started this wonderful mission, is gone. Everywhere you go, I'll catch you. That is mercy of Prabhupada. Unlimited mercy. If you just think what God has given the world, na bhuto na bhavishyati, no acharya has done so much. Obviously, Prabhupada has parampara and acharya's mercy, but what Prabhupada has shown to the world, what he has given us, nobody. And nobody in future. That's Prabhupada. We are so fortunate that we have Prabhupada's books, we have Prabhupada in the temple, we have Prabhupada's instruction, we have Prabhupada's vani. Chant my 16 round, try to attentively chant, be a little serious in chanting, hear Prabhupada's lecture, read Prabhupada's books, follow guideline given by Prabhupada. I am going back to Godhead this lifetime. Nobody can stop me. Nobody means nobody. If I follow Prabhupada's guideline, even an attempt is made to follow the guidelines of Srila Prabhupada seriously, I'll go back to God. Prabhupada has assured us. Unfortunately, we're not following the guideline, and that is why we are suffering in this material world, life after life after life. Just follow Srila Prabhupada's guideline. Sit someday and meditate on what Prabhupada has given us. How much merciful Srila Prabhupada is. We sometimes say, oh, this devotee's lecture, that devotee's lecture, this devotee. Are all of the devotees are speaking based on Prabhupada's books. Anyone goes off Prabhupada's book, his lectures has no potency. For us, it is Prabhupada, not even other acharyas. We take other acharyas as the reference material, little. But main books, main course, main meal is Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's lecture. Like you eat a meal, chapati, sabji, dal, rice, puri, halwa, and then you have sometimes, some chutney, little bit. Even if chutney is not there, you can still be satisfied. Your hunger will be satisfied. Can you eat 5 kilos of chutney only without chapati, without rice? No. We'll not be able to digest. For us, it is Prabhupada. That is Prabhupada. And you take any acharya's book, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Do you claim more than Srila Prabhupada? I know Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Jeev Goswami, more than Prabhupada. Can no, absolutely no. So Prabhupada, you read my books. I understand all the acharyas. I have taken commentary from them. Prabhupada used to open all the commentaries in front of them. He'll study very carefully and see what should be given to these Kali Yuga people. That is Prabhupada's instruction for us. That is Prabhupada's guideline. But I don't have faith. I have to go and go here and there, leaving my husband behind, Guru's husband, leaving, become a prostitute, go run in here and this and that and that and that. And where we are, 10 years of chanting 16 now, after 15 years of chanting 16 now, after 50 years of chanting 16 now, if I'm not purified, then there is some problem with me, because medicine has absolutely no problem. Doctor is absolutely perfect. I need to work on that. Otherwise, life after life, we will keep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bahu janma kare yadi shravana kirtana, tabu tabu paaye nahi Krishna pade prema dhana. Life after life, you keep chanting and hearing, Krishna pade prema dhana. until unless you protect yourself from offenses, you are not getting the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation, is saying this. And the first offense is actually not to follow Prabhupada's guideline. The moment we go out of Prabhupada's guideline, we become offensive. We are offending devotees. We are right center. Why? Because we are not following Prabhupada's guidelines. If this train is going, there's another track parallelly. If this train goes off from the track and goes and hits the other track, definitely it will hit the other track. The tracks are parallel. If you go off track, you will hit on the other, and that's an offense. The Prabhupada has given us everything. Be grateful. If you are intelligent, if anyone has got little intelligence, little sense, he'll be grateful to Prabhupada and do what Prabhupada said. And read Prabhupada's books, hear Prabhupada's lecture, and just give your life. One life. Prabhupada said you have given your mother, father, wife, husband, children, your senses, your mind, unlimited lifetime. Give one life to Krishna and see what happens. Krishna will give you himself. Krishna will give you himself. You never know. If we practice bhakti, who will get what? You never know. Someone of you can become a motherly gopi, and Krishna will actually sit on your lap and he will call out, "Oh Maya." Imagine. And someone of you may become a gopsakha, and Krishna will play with you, and Krishna will climb on your shoulder, or Krishna will make you climb on his shoulder, and Krishna will wrestle with you. Just one life to Krishna, everything will change for eternity. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Many things what to be spoken, what I can speak right now, seeing the time I am seeing, it's already 45 minutes. So, please bless me. If I can follow even 50% of what Prabhupada is saying, I'll get a lot of success in terms of, my consciousness get purified. So please, all of you, bless me so that I can follow Srila Prabhupada. No need to do all these show-offs. Just follow Prabhupada. Simple. Too much of show-off is not required. Just hear Prabhupada's lecture, read Prabhupada's book. That's what I do. And I speak. So, whatever I've spoken, it's definitely much more than my adhik. That's why I seek blessings of all of you, so that I can also work on Prabhupada's guideline and may get a little purified and remember Krishna and Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada. I hope you cannot hear. So that's why I typed the message. Duties, any quick questions we can ask?
Hi Krishna Mataji. Mataji, does Prabhuji has time? Does he have time?
Yes, I'm in the train. I have all the time. Till next morning I can.
No, Prabhuji, you can hear us. I thought you cannot hear us. So that's why I'm typing messages.
No, now I can hear because I have removed this. So when I'll respond, I'll plug in again the mic.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Mataji.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji, in the purport, Prabhuji, this line is a little confusing for me to understand. In the purport, this is, Prabhupada writes, this is possible if an unalloyed devotee tries to serve the Lord by delivering him in this way. Delivering whom, Prabhu? I got confused reading that, like I read a few times. Would you please?
Is it possible if an unalloyed devotee tries to serve by delivering him in this way? If one somehow becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord, whatever his position, he can be brought to the position of perfect position, perfect person. This is possible even if an unalloyed devotee tries to serve the Lord by delivering him in this way. Yeah, so unalloyed
maybe the divorce, there are different stages of divorce. Different stages of purification. If someone is 70, Prabhupada said once, if someone is 75% clean, 75% pure in his heart, in his consciousness, then he will attain the stage of Nishtha. And someone will be at a stage of Nishtha, but he will never leave Nishtha. From Nishtha, the stage is fixed. So even though he is unalloyed, but he's a devotee, fixed up devotee. So if I can, Madhuri, is that clear or are you asking?
Yes, no, I was just asking delivering whom, by delivering him. See, if you see the word him, H is not capital. So by delivering whom it is, and that's what my confusion is, Prabhu. I got the first point that you mentioned.
This is possible if an unalloyed devotee tries to serve the Lord by delivering him this way. So delivering means, actually the delivering is a conditioned soul, delivery of a conditioned soul.
Okay, Prabhu. Got it. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandavati.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. Shukar, Prabhuji, please go ahead. Hare Krishna, Shukar, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, yeah. Hare Krishna, Chakravarti. Thank you, Anita Mataji. Thank you, Chakravarti Prabhu. So you, in spite of going the train, you are so much connected to Krishna that you're not worried about what is the sound coming, but you want to deliver. And so what that Mataji was asking about delivery is that if you are following Prabhupada, who is an unalloyed devotee, he will be able to deliver the person who is following his instructions. That's what that it indicates, that whoever is following an unalloyed devotee, Srila Prabhupada, they will be able to deliver if you follow their instruction. That's what it means. All of us, if you follow unalloyed devotee who is Srila Prabhupada, then we can go back. Yes. That's what it indicates.
So even Prabhupada said, even if you follow me, you are a pure devotee. Like if I'm, I'm a conditioned soul, but if I follow Prabhupada sincerely, even though my heart is only 25% clean and 75% contaminated, I still be a pure devotee because I'm following, I'm going as per his direction. So what my actions are, that are his, as per his direction.
Mm-hmm. Prabhu, I got one question. You are telling me to follow Prabhupada. Now, what I'm telling is, I'm hearing nowadays so many lectures of Radhanath Maharaj. I get attracted. He's also a pure devotee, the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So you have to read only Prabhupada books, or you can follow his disciple who is following him 100%. So is it wrong that we have to only read Prabhupada books and Prabhupada lectures, not anyone else?
See, Prabhu, what you are saying, okay, let me connect. If you want to say anything, just raise your hand. I can see you. Because I'm connecting my microphone, I won't be able to hear you. Because people boarded the train now.
Because I've been hearing almost...
Prabhupada's lectures of books are for 10,000 years for entire ISKCON.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, whether me or my guru, both have to read Prabhupada's books.
Yeah.
That is very clear. That's what Prabhupada has given. For 10,000 years, Prabhupada's books will rule. Now, I am reading Prabhupada's books. I am hearing Prabhupada's lecture. Hearing the lecture of spiritual master or other devotees is not wrong. Because that is what Srila Prabhupada has started. And spiritual master, whatever he is speaking, is based on the condition soul. My teachings are based on whatever I'm saying, they're based on Prabhupada's teaching.
Yeah.
So hearing other devotees, even spiritual master, no problem. But that should not happen that we ignore Prabhupada's lectures. We ignore Prabhupada's books. There are devotees who don't read Prabhupada's books, who don't hear Prabhupada's lecture. I have heard from devotees that in last 1 year I haven't heard any of the Prabhupada lectures. That is a problem. So that is what has to be. So you hear, we all hear from some other devotees, and spiritual master definitely he is my link to Parampara, he's my link to Krishna. So I have to hear his lecture, no doubt that Vani has to go. But still, Prabhupada's lecture. See, why I don't understand, whichever part of the world you are staying, you have a father and a grandfather. So, you know, they have different positions. It's not that either or. So, why there should be a question that shall I hear lectures of Srila Prabhupada or shall I hear lectures of my spiritual master? No, both. Both are required. Who is the purest devotee in ISKCON? Prabhupada. So, Prabhupada's lecture, Prabhupada is so merciful. Half an hour lecture. You know, half an hour every day you can hear, and 1 hour you can hear from spiritual master or other devotees. Nobody is talking. We need to just have a little more time. And reading of Prabhupada's books, no compromise on that. Absolutely no compromise on that. Yeah. Is that okay, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. I understood.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that question. And thank you so much, Prabhuji, for letting us know how important it is to read Prabhupada books. And your class was really wonderful. So next, Jyoti Takni Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you mentioned about the initiation process, right? So at the time of the initiation, we are committing that we will do the 16 rounds every day, and then we have the 4 regs. So there are n number of instructions following that in the Srila Prabhupada books, right? But the most important are at the time of initiation. So after reading, I came to know that if one attains the Mangala Arati, then the 50% of the blessings are going to come, or then by reading, having a Kanti Tilak, it also helps a lot in bhakti. So there are a lot of instructions following in the book also. And so my question is, at the time of initiation, when we commit only 4 regs and 16 rounds, then what about all those instructions if we don't follow, say,
okay, understood your question. Understood.
Onion garlic is also one of the thing.
And I understood your question. I'll respond to it.
Yes,
sir. Your question. One second, just so what happens? Your question is very good, very genuine. And definitely it's confused. What to do? See, 4 regulative principles, 16 rounds. When I took initiation, my spiritual master told me 4 regulative principles, 16 rounds, and reading Prabhupada's book. Reading Prabhupada's books also come. Now, what will help us to become pakka in 16? 16 rounds should be complete, you know, with firm faith, with full attention. Right now it is not there. And 4 regulative principles, okay, gross level I may be able to follow, but subtle level still there are so many. What will help me to nicely, attentively chant 16 rounds and follow 4 regulative principles is all the instruction given by Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, 64 limbs of bhakti. So, all the instruction of Prabhupada will actually bring us to chant rounds attentively. Once you chant 16 rounds attentively, tears will flow from your eyes and nothing. You will just chant and read Bhagavatam. Then you will relish. We have come to that stage of Ruchi and Ruchi. So, all these struggles from the
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
So that means all the instructions by Rupa Goswami in Act of Devotion is the law. We must read it. Prabhupada's and brain is traveling, voice is breaking.
Yes, Prabhuji, your voice is breaking.
Okay, let me just close the video. Let me try.
Yeah.
So what is happening is Srila Prabhupada told us law book of his school. So whatever instruction, whatever other rules and guidelines given by Prabhupada in different books, all other instructions, they eventually help us to chant 16 rounds attentive. That's why Prabhupada says chanting is 99% of our bhakti. So if your chanting is good, everything is good. So then that means all other instructions and guidelines are so that we can chant it.
Can I ask one more question,
okay.
Prabhuji? Can I ask one more question, Prabhuji?
You can ask only if my voice is not breaking. I'll definitely respond to your question.
Okay, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, the thing is that so being in the Grahastha ashram, so there will be certain times that we will be attaining something or some rules will be breaking, which are not at the all those commitment that we are giving at the initiation. Not that, but the rest of the rules, like sometimes we break the rules of unoffered food or something like that. So it will affect our chanting. That I can understand. So in that case, is it that the attentiveness will be? We are going far away from the attentive chanting. Is it that? Understanding correct?
Yes, the more we follow what Prabhupada has told us, the better will be our chanting. The less we follow, the less attentive will be our chanting. So, things are going up and down. You need to be, you, me, everyone needs to be more determined. See, everyone is doing something here and there. So, Prabhupada, like Prabhupada said, if you only eat prasadam, you'll go back to God. So, what is prasadam? Prasadam, Prabhupada defines, cooked by a devotee, offered by a devotee, and served by a devotee. And then we honor prasadam with that consciousness. Okay. Now that consciousness, even if you cook prasadam, Mataji, you offer to your deities, you serve to yourself. But with what consciousness is happening? With what consciousness are we eating the prasadam? So, that's the problem. So don't worry, that's a problem, that's a concern, but that's not really a problem because we are trying. So when Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna sees we are trying, they'll help us. So keep trying. And definitely Prabhupada will give you strength to overcome these areas of concern. Is that all right? Did you hear me?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. So, is it correct that the conclusion of all the Srila Prabhupada books is the 16 rounds to be chanted with attentiveness?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Prabhupada said 99% of bhakti depends on chanting. See, when we understand, when we read Prabhupada's book, we understand our sambandha with Krishna. Once the sambandha is clear, we'll understand what is avidya. It's serving Krishna. And chanting is the best service. So, why we don't chant attentively? Because mind goes here and there. So, mind needs to be kicked again and again. And that's Prabhupada's lectures and Prabhupada's book. Prabhupada will kick mind thoroughly. He will not be merciful on the mind. He will kick our mind thoroughly through his instructions. And then, when our mind is throttled and thrashed, then we'll be able to chant in a better consciousness. That's what Prabhupada is doing through his books and through his lectures.
Eternally grateful to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And then with pranam at your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that final answer that keep on hitting your mind. So it's just like, I think it's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told that we have to hit our mind 100 times with the slippers even in the morning and the night as soon as we wake up and when we go to sleep so that we will be remembered about our sadhana. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, and Hare Krishna, Shukakar Prabhuji, do you have anything to
Hare
say?
Hare Krishna, yeah, actually, that we cannot kick the by shoes. We have to read Prabhupada's books. That instruction will kick our mind. Because we have no shoes and we have no jadu and all. What Prabhu says, Prabhupada's book, we read more. The book instruction will kick our mind and everything it will kick. So we have to read Prabhupada's book. That is the most important point. And here is lectures. And also other father and chacha and jetu, some look. You can hear, but Prabhupada ka padna hi padega. That's most important.
Prabhupada is not an option.
Yes, yes. You nailed it properly. You nailed it very nicely.
Okay, Mataji, so we stop. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm traveling.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Your time and association, and please pray for us all also to as you're going to the dham. So please pray for us also for the progress in Krishna consciousness and for bhakti. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for giving your time and association. We want you to be more frequently on this forum to give us such a nectarian class. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, let's pay our obeisance.
Aditi Mataji is there. Aditi Mataji, want to talk. Aditi Mataji.
No, I'm good. I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So let's pay our obeisances to Prabhupada. Yes. Vancha
kalpataram.